each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounce.
Well, hello, Rufus, Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounce. It is good to come in your homes today by the means of radio to tell you that God loves you, we love you, and we're so glad that you're there. This is your day. The Bible said God made it especially just for you. So enjoy today. Enjoy the blessings of God as we get into our broadcast. I'm going to let Martha do this song for us. And this one said, He grew the tree.
He molded and built a small lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary. Then he made the seed that would grow to be thorns that would make his son bleed. Then he made a green seed, gave it leaves, and then gave it sunshine and rain, and sheltered it with love. He grew on a tree that he created. His great love for man, God stayed with his plan. He grew the tree so that we might go free. With tears in his eyes, God looked down through time, saw him spit upon, rejected, and mourned. Oh, still he grew the tree that he knew would be used to make the
Martha doing that song. And I want to send this service out today to my good friend Buck Atkins. He told me the other day, he said, I'd rather hear Martha sing than George Jones. Well, we just kind of featured George last weekend and several different song was singers, but I appreciate Buck listening to the broadcast. I want to send that song out to him. And also want to remember Phil Ballard and his family. Phil has helped me in the ministry for many years. He started helping me there at when I was at Linside pastoring, and he got me into doing CDs and boxes like I'm doing now. So our prayers goes out to Phil, and Phil is a great person. He needs your prayers also, he and Kathy. That's Louise's Louise is Kathy's mother. So we'll remember Louise and James. They've been great friends of ours, great supporters of the broadcast, and then Betty, Joe, and Ernie. Good to hear from them this week. And then let's also remember Barry Harper and Patty.
A woman in the Bible days, her last meal almost gone. But God would send a prophet just to make his word known. He said, woman, now don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you ever ask him, help was on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Help on, help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Now troubles of the soul I've come by, and burdens get you down. You think there's no one listening, and you think there's no one around. Just remember what his word says, just trust him and obey. Keep your eyes toward the heaven, oh, help him on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Now help on help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Help on help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way.
Broadcast. The broadcast is doing great. People are supporting, and that's important that we pay the bills. I don't want to get in debt for a lot of bills, but anyhow, we thank you for supporting this radio ministry. We appreciate it. We got people all over. Well, we got people up at Greenbrier, at the Greenbrier that listens to this broadcast. We remember all of them, and people in transit on railroads, and they talk to us, and they say, well, we heard the broadcast today, and I appreciate that. I don't know what it'd be like to be on the radio and not be heard, and we're not only on here to be heard, but we're getting the gospel out to a lot of people. So let's continue this radio ministry. Let's continue to help, pray, and support it, okay? Let's go now and do this song for you. I don't even know what's in the box, but anyhow, it'll be a blessing.
The mountain starts in a valley, and sometimes they are so hard to climb. There are trials and troubles all along the way, but my Lord will be on my side. And when I reach the top of the mountain, it will all be worthwhile.
I'll be closer to the Lord than I have been. That makes the mountain worth a climb. Now, Lord, the mountain that I have to climb, it gets harder all of the time. And sometimes I want to stop, but then I think about the top, and that makes the mountain worth a climb. And now that I've reached the top of life's mountain, it has all been worthwhile. For now I am closer to the Lord than I have been. That makes the mountain.
Yes, sir, that makes the mountain.
That makes the mountain worth a climb.
I'm sorry that I hit the wrong button and cut that song off before it was really over, but I know you'll understand. I'm not perfect by any means. Don't claim to be. I won't be perfect until rigor mortis is set in, and about 2 seconds after I die, then I will be perfect. So let's go now and go back and listen to Martha say, "Who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb?"
Who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? Who plowed the head with thorns till it bled of the great I Am? And who drove the nail? Lovely hand. Down through the years, who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? As Jesus was walking the last mile to Calvary's hill, Peter had denied him, they cried, "Crucify him." But he was in his Father's will. As he hung there in silence, or fade in the balance, I think back and I realize that he said, "Forgive them," and cried, "It is finished." They were tears in my Father's eyes. And who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? Who plowed the head with thorns till it bled of the great I Am? And who drove the nails in his lovely hand? Down through the years, who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? Now who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? Who plowed the head with thorns till it bled of the great I Am?
Well, I would much rather have tried and failed than never tried at all. I'd like to say that again. I would much rather say that I tried and failed rather than never try it all. My subject today is, no, I'm not dead yet. If you're here and you're living, then you've got a lot to be thankful for. They bring the dead to church to pay their last respect. They come because they're dead. Many sit in the church just as dead. Dead preachers preach dead sermons to dead people. But today, I'm here to tell you, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. And because He lives, we can live also. Many are struggling, discouragement, defeated. Marriage is not working. At work, there's problems on the job. Children at home, at the church, there's problems in the church. No, I'm not dead yet. Tell somebody, no, I'm not dead yet. It isn't over until God says it's over. And the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. We're all going to face the grim reaper. It's appointed unto man once to die, but after death, the judgment. No, there'll be no second chance given. After we close these eyes in death, then it's all over. But it's not over until God says it's over. Many will take their own lives. Many are doing things that are destroying their lives, destroying their body, and destroying their mind, destroying their heart, destroying families, destroying one another. But you can say today, it's not over until God says it's over. You're still alive. That tells you it ain't over. As long as you got breath in your body, that tells you it ain't over. In the text we find, man and woman fall 7 times, but rise up again. That's found in Proverbs 24. And we find that man will fall 7 times, but will rise up again. Many great men have faced failure and came successful. I remember that one of the greatest men that ever lived, he fell in business in 1831. He was defeated by state legislator in 1832. He failed in another business in 1833. He had a mental breakdown in 1836. He was defeated while running for Congress in 1843. He tried and was defeated again in 1848. Again, he was defeated in 1855. Ran for the vice president and lost. Defeated again for the Senate in 1858. This man was elected the president of the United States. In 1860, President Abe Lincoln became the president of the United States. You just got to keep on trying. You know, the Bible said the devil may rage and he may come in like a great host again you. But when he comes in, God will lift a great high standard again him. The real price of success lies in the witness. It lies within us, the willingness to persevere. And you know, when you persevere, the devil can't stand that. In Romans, the Bible said in Romans 5 and 1 and 5, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have accessed by faith into this grace by which we stand and rejoice with hope in the glory of God. The definition of that is perseverance. We've got to perseverance. We can't quit. You know, a winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. To maintain the purpose in the spirit and the difficulties and the discouragement, you have to be perseverance. You've got to press in there. I have successfully relationship with God. There is a price to pay. It's a price that we must pay. Jesus paid the price. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. Father, into thy hands I commend thy spirit. People that have accomplished much will tell you it will not come without perseverance. That price that the average Christian will not want to pay, that price. You know, we don't want to live on easy street. We don't want no problems. We don't want anyone standing away. And we become malicious. We become irritable and grouchy and complainables. But I do not want a pastor just to stand and preach to me the status quo. You see, the brilliant, the Brill Cream Church, I'll get out here in a minute, is not just a little dab will do you. We got to step up. We got to get up. We got to stand firm on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let God show you what He's able to do. We read in John 11 and 38 and 42, the story of a boy going to get a doctor for his daddy. His daddy is sick. The preacher said, "Oh, he's not sick. He just thinks he's sick." The boy went home, came back down the road, and the preacher said, "Son, where are you going now?" He said, "I'm going to the funeral home. My daddy thinks that he's dead." But it's not over until God says it's over. He goes to the graveside of Lazarus. They said, "He's dead. For 4 days he stinketh by now." And the master said, "Lazarus, come forth." At the voice of the master, we can also come forth. We can be revived. We can be revived like the mighty eagle. I talked with a lady today, and she said, "You know, I sometimes would like to just get along." I said, "Oh, like the mighty eagle. The Bible said I would like to take a flight and into the heights where no one else is there." But we can't run away from this thing. This thing is real, and it's not over until God says it's over. You can't rise up until you fall. You've got to fall before you can rise up again. In Acts 16 and 25, it ain't over until God says it's over. You can't give up now, my friend. We've come too far to look back now. I like the Happy Goodman sing that song, "I don't regret a mile that I've taken for the Lord." And you know, I don't regret a mile that I've taken for the Lord. God's been good to me. And even though that Martha's in the nursing home right now, and in the condition she's in, God has still been my rock, my sword, and my shield. He told me, he said, "If I be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you." We can stand firm to that today, knowing that if God be for us, there is no power that will ever stand against us. No, a failure, that the only way you can fail is to quit. So let's don't quit. Let's gird up for the battle, because the battle is not ours. It belongs to God.
I have heard once a bird has a broken wing. It will never fly higher anymore. Let me tell you what I know. That's not always so. For once I lay helpless and so, I fell from above like a wounded dove, with no hope of ever climbing again. But with grace from above and God's marvelous love, I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Higher than I've ever been. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Well, I fell by the way, life's wounded prey, and oh Satan, like a vulture, swept low. In my darkest hour, he came to devour what was left of my dying soul. As low as I could get, but God not finished yet. He's seen more good than I had ever saw in me. Now I live above the doubt, so high in the clouds that I can't see the top of the tree. Higher than I've ever been, I'm high. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. There eagles can't soar. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've been.
John Richmond also. John's a great prayers. And let's pray one for another. Pray for me. Father, as we bind our hearts together today, we don't know who is listening to this broadcast. And Father, it's not who's listening to the broadcast, but are we winning souls for Christ? We've offered them Christ. We've offered them the gospel. And Father, through and by the grace of God, the Bible said, for God so loved this world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And we're glad today that we've been able to present the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, neighbor, we would, but divided we fall. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend...